Lord God Almighty, we are humbled by your presence. And yet you have opted to dwell with us and in us through your Holy Spirit. Father, take our hearts, our minds, our souls, and cleanse them. Forgive us our sin. Set us free from the guilt that we carry. Father, we hold before you those who are not with us this morning. We think particularly of Vonnie, Father, and we ask you to comfort her in her loss. May she know your presence, and may she know that underneath are the everlasting arms. Just wrap her in your love, Father, we pray. And others who are missing from our presence this morning, Father, we hold them in your presence, that you may reach out, you may touch them where they are, and bring them into an ever-growing, ever-stronger communion and relationship with you. And Father, as we proceed with this service this morning, we ask that we will hear what you want to say to us, that your words will be heard above the words that are spoken. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is Luke 10. I wrote down 17. Yeah, it is actually 27. Yes. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And in a minute we're going to have a look and see what that actually encompasses. A teacher of the law came to Jesus, and he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" He knew the law. And Jesus said to him, "Well, what does the law say?" He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and understanding." Jesus says, "Yes, the second is like unto it." I said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Now, who is my neighbor? Your next door neighbour? It can be your next door neighbour. It can be your best friend. It can be anyone. Jesus gave the example of the Good Samaritan, this man who was attacked on the road down to Jericho, and a priest went by on the other side of the road, and a Levite went by because they might get themselves a bit dirty or become ceremonially unclean or something like that. But a Samaritan who was despised by the Jews actually went and helped this man and saved his life. And see, the Samaritan had the love of God in his heart. Who's heard of Dick Smith? I've known Dick for 45 years. We haven't had much to do with each other over the last 40 years because our paths went separate ways. Both in electronics. I went into doing research, he went into retail. His goal was money. I nearly worked for him at one stage, and the option was there, and I said, well, you know, if I'm interested, I'll let you know. Excuse me. But Dick went on to become very wealthy. And Dick gives away a lot of his money. But he doesn't have the love of God in his heart. His God is money. So he gives of his God to other people. He loves himself, but he doesn't love God. So therefore, the love that he has for himself is invalidated, because it's not the love of God. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. We must love ourselves. But the only way that we can love ourselves in a true and spiritual way is by having the love of God in our hearts and knowing who we are in God. That God has made us special. You know, each one of us, you could say, is one in a million, looking from a purely physical sense. The sperm that created you was one in a million. But God made that choice. Nothing else. No one else made that choice. God made that choice. Because he saw you before you were even conceived. He knew you. He knew you from the beginning of time. And he loved you. And he loved me. Because he cares. He created us to enjoy his presence, to enjoy his glory, to enjoy relationship with him, to enter into the relationship that he envisaged when he created Adam. And in Adam's pre-sinful state, communion was there. He and God walked in the garden in the cool of the evening. They spent time together. They had relationship. And then sin broke that relationship. But that relationship is what God wants for you, and he wants that for me, and he wants it for you, and you, and you, and you, and you. That's his desire. And so he gave his son Jesus to make that relationship available again, by dealing with the sin that brought in the barrier. Now, Satan's a great copycat. He will copy what God has done. And he'll say, well, you don't need a relationship with God. Believe in yourself and who you are. You can be whatever you want to be. How many times have we heard that? You can be whatever you want to be. Sorry, I'd rather be whoever and whatever God wants me to be. Because then I'm in relationship with him, and then I can love my neighbour with the love that God has placed in my heart. Dick loves his neighbour with the love that he has in his heart for himself. He can be anything he wants to be. But he's not being what God wants him to be, because he doesn't have that relationship with God. I feel very sorry for him, because in spite of his money, he's got an empty life. You take someone like Bill Gates, on the other hand, though. Bill, in spite of his money, does have a relationship with God. Now, whether he's living out the fulfillment of that relationship, I don't know. It's not for me to judge. But I know the potential is there for that relationship to be built every day because the foundations are there. Now, to love our neighbour as ourselves, that brings in other problems too sometimes. Because we like to be controllers. We like to be in control of our own lives. And, yeah, we'll say to someone, well, I love you. I really care about you. And this is what you should be doing. Oh. You know, we have no right at all to tell anyone what they should be doing. Because each person is an individual and accountable not to us, but to God. And when we're praying for people, we don't pray our will into their lives. We don't pray our will into their lives. We pray for God's will to be done. And we pray that they will have a relationship with God that will allow them to hear and receive His will for their lives. Now, I can't come up to Captain Louise and say, this is what you should be doing, because I don't have that right. Fred, you can't come up to me and say, this is what you should be doing, because you don't have that right. I can't say to myself, this is what I should be doing, because I don't have that right. What I need to do is say, Lord, reign in me. Lead me, guide me as to what you want me to do. For my life is yours. And you are my God. You are my Lord. Lord, reign in me. Lead me. Guide me. And help me pray and befriend other people that they can see the relationship that I have with you. That they also may have that same relationship. You know, God doesn't have any grandchildren. He has children. Each of us is a son and daughter before God. And we like to think that we've led this person. Oh, gee, you know, I've got a star. I've led this person to Christ. Sorry. You have no control over that. You can sow the seeds. The Holy Spirit does the work of conviction. And the Holy Spirit makes that person a son or a daughter. Not you. But we do have a responsibility to pray. And we have a responsibility to live out the love that God has placed in our lives. So when we love our neighbours as ourselves, we love according to the love that God has placed in our hearts. And that's pure love. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ.